you find something that's not working in Safari, what invariably is it? I mean, is it, can you say that, or is it just, it could be anything?
No, it's actually, most of the problems stem from a number of bugs in Internet Explorer.
Okay.
There are standards for HTML and there are standards for CSS style sheets, and Internet Explorer doesn't interpret those standards correctly. I believe it's actually a bit of a fallback from the earlier versions of Internet Explorer, which had the bug in the early days, and the bug has been maintained to provide continuity.
Okay.
And at the moment, most web developers use a number of what are referred to as hacks, which you can put into the HTML code and the stylesheet code to ensure that the page will display correctly on all browsers. So what you do is web browsers have faults in them.
Yep.
And if you know the faults which are in Safari, you can basically go, well, Safari won't actually render this out correctly, so let's put the code for IE in here.
Okay.
And okay. Safari won't read it, but IE will.
Okay.
And vice versa, that you can set code up so that Safari will read it and IE will ignore it.
Sometimes it's about, you know, even font size between Macintosh and Windows.
Yes, yep.
Or it could be just the kind of the placement, particularly when you're using tables, it kind of renders that differently, and maybe it's juggling the table a little bit to get it somewhere in the middle, if you'd like.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, rather than the level of problem that you're confronting as a developer.
I think one of the things that when building a page in HTML, you have to remain aware that you are not going to get your design to look exactly the way you want. And this is a difficulty that designers often have, is a designer, especially one that comes from a print field, is very used to having their designs appear exactly the way they want they are designed it when it's published, right down to the individual colours. And this doesn't kind of work with HTML. There's problems with the display of colours on different computers. There's a problem with the font sizes on different computers. And, yes, there's problems with the rendering of the page layout. So you have to get used to the idea of building a page that is flexible. It does change. It does resize. It may be displayed on a computer that has a window size going from 640 pixels wide to 1200 pixels wide. So some people build their pages so they stretch across the screen. Some people do them so that they're a thin column. Your viewing environment is dynamic and it changes, and your audience changes, and that's, you just have to remain aware of that and don't get fixated on your design appearing exactly the same on any given computer.